Schooly Swigwig. Good morning, everyone. It's 9:31. I'll call the meeting to order. I'll do a quick opening this morning. Dauna gunjokwa surhunsioste, jihnate ohundu gunahila dunksla. Agwegos kaji, dwahwe nuni nguat nigola dai chinoe ladu, nin yunki nuha ohunjage, ji sego inaliwan jero hari, da tu nduha kinguat nigol. Agwegos kaji, dwahwe nuni nguat nigola dai chinoe ladu, nin oh negano sogu, ji sego inaliwan jero hari, da tu nduha kinguat nigol. Agwegos kaji, dwahwe nuni nguat nigola dai chinoe ladu, nin kahion dis awahit, ji sego ina. Donaliwan jiro hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigo la day tinoe ladu. Nain o negli suha, ji sego inaliwan jiro hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigo la day tinoe ladu. Nain o nunquat togu, ji sego inaliwan jiro hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigo la day tinoe ladu. Nain Oyunkwa u, ji sego inaliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigo la day tinoe ladu, nain asa nate kundahndele, ji sego yonadliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigo la day tinoe ladu, nain galunda suha, ji sego inaliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nain gundilio suha ji sego inaliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nain gunjokwa ji sego inaliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nain ojita suha ji sego inaliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigola dai tinoe ladu. Nain owe la suha ji sego inaliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigola dai tinoe ladu. Nain ledi sagayon deese ji sego inaliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigola dai tinoe ladu. Nain yunki sota hue nidle ji sego in. Yunki nigula dari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nain yodahalo sunkwa jiha. Ji sego lona liwan jiro hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nain yoji stokwalu. Ji sego ina liwan jiro hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nain gayein hiyun guedage, ji sego lonadliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nain skanadalio, ji sego inaliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Agwegos kaji duahwe nunian guat nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nain sunkwai disu, ji sego lonadliwan jero hari da tuyun duha king guat nigo. Dani. All right, the next action is to approval of the agenda. Is there any changes to the proposed agenda?
There are no proposed changes at this time, Mr. Chairman, that I'm aware of.
All right, a motion to approve the agenda would be in order.
So moved.
Motion by Brandon, seconded by David. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item on our agenda is the oaths of office. We have the Oneida Election Board. We ask Tracy Smith to come up so Secretary Summers can do the oath of office.
Okay. Raise your right hand and then repeat after me. Aye, and then state your name.
Aye, Tracy Smith.
Hereby promise. To uphold the laws and regulations,
to uphold the laws and regulations
of the Oneida Nation,
of the Oneida Nation,
the General Tribal Council,
General Tribal Council,
and the Oneida Nation Constitution.
And the Oneida Nation Constitution.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability.
And on behalf of the Oneida people.
And on behalf of the Oneida people.
With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
And will strictly maintain confidential information.
And will strictly maintain confidential information.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
As a member of, and then please state your board name.
As a member of the Oneida Election Board.
Mm-hmm. And all recommendations shall be made.
And all recommendations shall be made.
In the best interest of the Oneida Nation as a whole.
In the best interest of the Oneida Nation as a whole.
Congratulations. Committee's going to come down. You can see that. Congratulations.
All right, next item on our agenda is minutes, approval of the March 13th, 2019 regular business committee meeting minutes.
To approve the minutes.
Motion by Trish to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Lisa Summers. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Motion.
One abstention, David. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is resolutions. A, adopt resolution entitled Revenue Allocation Plan Fiscal Year 2019. Joanne?
Good morning. This is the revenue allocation plan that approves the per capita payment for this fiscal year. We're trying to get it in as early as possible to avoid any undue delays.
Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled Revenue Allocation Plan FY 2019.
Support.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Trish. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item B under resolution, adopt resolution entitled Proclamation naming June 19th as Norbert S. Hill Senior Remembrance Day.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This request came in from a tribal member for the business committee to consider all of the works that Norbert Hill Sr. has done in the community. Similar to what we've done with other resolutions, this person did ask for us to accept a proclamation recognizing June 19th as a remembrance day for Mr. Hill. With that, I would invite Sue to come up and provide any additional background or information as a request did come from her. But which I was more than happy to sponsor, considering all of the things that he has done. And so basically the consideration is before you for consideration. This was an item just for the committee's reference that we did have scheduled last week for our work session. However, we were unable to complete all of our agenda items, so we would have had an opportunity to go into it a little bit more detail and background, but for today's purposes, I think Sue can cover it.
I'm here to answer questions.
They do have the information in their packet, just
sure,
to let you know.
Great.
Okay. Maybe you want to just explain if there is a specific reason why June 19th was chosen.
That was the date of his death. Okay. It's similar to the Percy Paulus Remembrance Day, and that also was designated the day of his death.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if there's no questions on the proclamation, a motion would be in order.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to adopt the proclamation naming June 19th as Norbert S. Hill Senior Remembrance Day.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, second by David.
I'd like to further discussion. Just a couple of things in the resolution that you have in front of you. The idea is to really encourage the students in our school system to do the type of research behind Norbert Hill, just like they do with Martin Luther King. There's a lot of energy and effort that gets put into those types of memorial days, and I'd like to see that start happening with our own people. That's my thinking. It's not written in such a way where you're saying they need to, but really to encourage them to do that.
Okay.
And to put it on our calendars, please.
So what would happen after is that we would share this information with printing that does the work for it. So,
and then the same with Percy Powis, because I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
So we'll follow up with that. Thank you.
Daniel?
Now, was the family notified? Or
yes, they were.
Is there any further questions on the motion to adopt the resolution? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, thank you.
Just a comment. When you're retired, getting up and being here this early in the morning is really an accomplishment.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on our agenda, C, is adopt resolution titled Supporting the Tribal AmeriCorps Program. It's hard to talk this early in the morning. All right, you have a resolution before you. Is there any questions or comments? David?
Make a motion to adopt a resolution entitled Supporting the Tribal AmeriCorps Program for 2019 to 2020.
Second.
Motion by David, second by Lisa. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item D under resolutions. Adopt the resolution entitled Oneida Business Committee and Joint Meetings with Boards, Committees, and Commissions, Definitions, and Impact.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled Oneida Business Committee and Joint Meetings with Boards, Committees, and Commissions, Definitions, and Impact.
Lisa made the motion. Is there a second? Supported by Trish. Discussion? Brandon?
Yeah, I still don't think the chair of the business committee should facilitate the joint meetings. More so just that's... It's a comfortable practice if we want to call a special meeting or if they want to be on our agenda. I think that's talking about line 47 on the further be resolved. I'm still comfortable with the other board commission facilitating that meeting. And if it's the other way around, we have an agenda every 2 weeks that they could be on. Otherwise, I'm comfortable with that continued practice. But it's not something I'd be totally against if we if I'm outvoted, I guess.
All right. Lisa?
I'll just point out for anybody who hasn't had a chance to read it that on line 47, be it further resolved, is the section that discusses this, and it does state that the chairman of the United Business Committee shall facilitate. It doesn't mean the business committee is in session. It just means we're facilitating the joint meetings unless the chairman of the United Business Committee requires the chair of the board committee or commission to facilitate that meeting. So if there's a concern with how that's constructed, I think we can either modify it to just say that it requires the chair of the board committee or commission and eliminate the first part of the sentence, or we can I guess leave it as is and have the chairman exercise his discretion under the way the resolution is written.
Joanne?
So the intent of the resolution is to clarify some historical ambiguity regarding joint meetings between the business committee and those boards, committees, and commissions. So there's a default provision that the chair of the business committee is leading any type of meeting, formal, informal, work session, et cetera, unless somebody else is designated to do so. The business committee does that with their work sessions. They do it with the officers' meeting and various other activities. It's just the normal course of business. This formalizes that. So if the default is that the chairman or chairperson of the business committee will facilitate the discussions, unless it's the board committee or commission that has the interest in the joint meeting, and then that will defer to that individual. So it's not mandatory.
Yeah, that's my particular point, is it's not mandatory except for two boards, committees, commissions that are mandated by an MOU. If a joint meeting is called, it should be it's more so requested by either party. But for the purposes of the joint meeting between the two bodies, and so, like I said, and I'm not confused, is we have, this is the second time we'd had this, third time we had this conversation, and it's the same conversation, that I do think that the other chairperson should be, and there's no default. The default would be that chairperson conducting and facilitating the meeting. And as, again, if they want to become our agenda, this is our agenda, business committee meeting. They can come on our agenda. The chair facilitates this meeting and presides over the meeting. And that's my stance, and it's not a hard stance. It's just, I think that's just how it should be.
Lisa, then David.
I can agree to that change, and if the seconder agrees, I'll include, as with the adoption of the resolution, that we actually change that resolve by eliminating the first half of that sentence up to the word "the." So from "be it resolved," from the word "the chairman" to the I don't know, third "the," requires "the" up to that point. And so then it would state that chair of the board committee or commission facilitate the meeting, and it just eliminates the chairman of the business committee. I'm okay with that.
I concur.
All right, David?
I concur as well, because we did have the discussion in the work meeting. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the motioner and the seconder agree to strike lines 47, most of 48. Any further discussion on the adoption of the resolution with the one modification? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Next up is standing committees. We have the Community Development Planning Committee. Accept the February 7th regular Community Development Planning Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, second by Brandon. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? One abstention. Lisa, motion carries. Item B, Finance Committee, approve the March 18th regular Finance Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Motion by David, seconded by Daniel. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention. Lisa, motion carries. Item C, Legislative Operating Committee, to accept the March 4th, 2019 regular LOC meeting minutes.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Trish. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, David. Motion carries. Next item under LOC is to accept the Oneida Personnel Commission March 2019 update.
So moved, Mr.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, second by David. Discussion? Lisa?
Just to note for public purposes that the next steps including that the BC Support Office will reach out to training and development to talk about the training program for the new commissioners that hasn't been, it's been started, but it hasn't been set yet, and that work will continue on filling the two remaining vacancies, and that we continue to work on and will consider adoption of the bylaws when they're complete.
Any more discussion on the update? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 3 under LOC, approve two actions regarding boards, committees, and commissions bylaw amendments.
Good morning. Starting on page 65 of the packet, you'll see a handout that was presented at the last LOC meeting. It basically summarizes a recent work meeting that we had with the business committee, giving an update on the boards, committees, and commissions. Based on that discussion, there was a decision made that 16 of the 17 boards, committees, and commissions should be given an extension of the March 26 deadline that was proposed in the resolution, because those 16 entities had at least started the process. As of last night, the 17th entity has submitted a draft for consideration, so I wanted to point that out and ask you guys maybe to consider that all 17 are given this this extension so that we can just move forward.
Okay with that?
I would support that as well.
Do you want to do the requested action, Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I will go ahead and make the motion to grant the 17 entities that have started the process of amending their bylaws to conform with the board's committees and commissions law an exception to the March 26, 2019 deadline set forth in BC Resolution 926-18C for presenting bylaws and amendments to OBC for adoption.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second with the discussion.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. Discussion, David?
Could we actually, for the record, put the 17 in the memo in for the record? If I make the change of the memo?
Except the memo with the
17?
Listed?
Mm-hmm.
I would be okay with that.
We'll just do an updated memo, and then we'll send that to the BC agenda request for the record.
Any further discussion on the motion for grant the extension? Are you for the extension motion? This is the extension for the boards, committees, and commissions to complete their bylaws? Yep, okay.
I'd just like to confirm if the Trust Enrollment Committee bylaws are part of that, because I know the Trust Committee has not met on their bylaws officially. They met once, but they have not created them.
It's my understanding that there was a discussion had with the Secretary about the extension, and so the Trust Enrollment was included in.
Yep. Okay.
All right, any other discussion on the extension? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Second, is there?
There's only one requested action in the memorandum, and that's what I motioned on.
Yep. All right, moving on to unfinished business. A, approve the memorandum of understanding with the National Indian Carbon Coalition. Starts on page 67 of the packet. Lisa?
Joanne, is this something that would have required a legal review before entering into it? Because I didn't see one in here.
Didn't receive a formal legal review before. I have reviewed it. I have reviewed the amendments by current law. So I can run it through that process.
Okay. For myself, I prefer it to make sure that our record's complete, that it is searchable, that it went through the process. So if we can defer this item.
Later on in the agenda. It's not, it has had a legal review. I've been in touch with the attorney's office to make sure that doing this review is being done. So it's simply this one I'm getting the contract on.
Ernie?
So I guess the action was taken from CDPC to request that legal review. If the BC needs to do that, I guess I understand, but that legal review was conducted. I think based on Joanne's last statement, all we need is a number to be assigned to that. Legal review has been conducted. We've discussed it at least twice now as a committee, so I think that's been done. So I would make a motion to approve the MOU with the existing legal review. Just request Joanne to provide a number for the project.
There's a motion by Ernie. Is there a second? First call for a second.
Second.
Second by Brandon Stevens. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstentions? Motion carries with one opposition. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, Lisa? I do understand that the legal review has been completed. I simply asked for it to be presented as part of the record prior to us making the adoption because it's not been public. It's not public, and that's what we're trying to do from a transparency perspective. So I didn't think it hurt us to wait till later on in the agenda for today to do that. And so that's my statement from the record, and I'm not going to support that at this point. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your note for the record, Ernie.
If we can get it by the end of the day, Joanne, and I guess, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it was in a previous packet. I may be wrong, but I do understand that concern. So if that's what the committee wants, you know, but otherwise, again, that legal review is also for a lot of our internal discussions. So if it needs to be public, that's fine. But I don't think it's absolutely necessary, but I would be okay with that if we wanted to reconsider that.
All right, thank you for your comments. If no other discussion on this item, we're going to move to the next one. Item B, defer the Oneida Election Board bylaws to the Legislative Operating Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, second by Brandon. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, item C, defer the Oneida Personnel Commission bylaw amendments to the Legislative Operating Committee.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, travel requests. A, approved travel requests for Councilman Ernie Stevens III to the Wisconsin Tribal Conservation Advisory Council board meeting in Crandon, Wisconsin, April 10th through the 12th, 2019. Move. Motion by David. Is there a second? Seconded by Daniel. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item under travel request, approve the travel request in accordance with 216.16-1, 6 Oneida Nation Veterans Affairs Committee members to the 2019 State of the Tribes Address in Madison, Wisconsin, April 8th and 9th, 2019.
So moved.
Motion by David. Is there a second? Seconded by Trish. Discussion? Lisa?
I mean, I know that they're going to the State of the Tribes address, but I'm just wondering what is the overnight?
The ONVAC has met, and we felt that it's important that we're there prior to the event happening, not the morning of. Where we are meeting with the state Tribal Veteran Affairs
okay.
officer.
That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. On to new business. Provide an extension to Resolution BC 122716A and hold both the regular and executive discussion meeting on Wednesday, April 10th, 2019 at 8:30 a.m.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item under new business, to approve the Oneida Head Start, Early Head Start bylaws and center-based selection criteria. Good morning.
Good morning. The change to the bylaws is the number, Roman number 3-6, reimbursement. What was changed was the low-income policy council members will be paid out of the federal funding due to a change to the Head Start performance standards, and all others will be paid through the use of the TC funds. Yes.
All right, Lisa?
I'm not opposed to any of the changes or the requests. I just have a question. Was this run through the LRO as well, the Legislative Reference Office or the Legislative Operating Committee, to make sure that we have compliance with the set of bylaws that we should have for all boards, committees, and commissions?
That I do not know. I believe Susan Arnold put that through.
Okay.
I don't have that information. The policy council representative that had, who is actually supposed to be here,
right,
had a personal appointment okay. that got switched.
Okay. Can we, I think what I'm going to do is ask for that to be just sent there for review, because
okay.
we've been processing them all in the same way. So if we can just double check on that, and then in the meantime, we'll just send it there to make sure.
Okay.
And then we should be able to come back with a final for the next meeting, and we should be good to go.
Okay, thank you.
I'll make that a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second. And then could you also put me on the CC so that I make sure it gets through the process? And I'm the LOC chair.
Okay. And then the other one is the Early Head Start selection criteria.
All right, before we move on, we'll vote on this first motion to defer the Oneida Head Start bylaws to the LRO for review. Any further discussion on that? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, thank you. And then there's a second item.
It's for the Early Head Start Center-based selection criteria. It's for the recruitment, selection, enrollment, and attendance for the center-based option.
Lisa?
The only question that I had about this one, thank you for bringing it forward. One of the things that we kind of been monitoring, though, over the last several years has been, I think we still fund some of the kids that don't meet the income, the families that don't meet the income guidelines. And can we just make sure that somehow that gets reported up through George's report when he does his quarterly report?
Okay.
Touch base kind of thing so that
so you want to in the report you want to see where the breakout is for the over income.
I think that was something that we just missed the last couple of years with the changeover in the staff, so if we can just make sure that that gets included just as
okay.
We kind of used to do it once a year and we didn't do it this past year
on our monthly reports. We report that out. We do,
right? You do on yours. We don't get it up to here.
Okay,
though,
so just make sure that it's on the quarterly report.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Okay.
And then what was the requested action for the selection criteria?
This is approval. It went through the policy council, and now at the BC level, it needs to be approved. We're targeting the homeless, foster care, and those who... have parents with like we're targeting the drug opioid. We have a lot of children born addicted we're seeing at our level, so we're partnering with ICW, and this criteria list is meeting all those needs. And we just did our community assessment, and these come right off of the community assessment.
Any further discussion on the criteria? If not, a motion would be in order.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to approve the presented Early Head Start Center-based program selection criteria. HS Performance Standards Subpart B for eligibility, recruitment, selection, enrollment, and attendance, section 1302.14A selection criteria.
Is there a second to that motion? Second by David. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, that concludes our open session portion of the meeting.
Attorney contract, Jerry? Okay.
Yep. All right, looking for a motion to go into executive session at 9:10.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa. Is there a second? Seconded by Trish. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We are now in executive session. All right. Thank you, everyone. It's 2:48. Looking for a motion to come out of executive session. Motion by Lisa. Second by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. We're ready to take executive session action. Under reports, we have the Intergovernmental Affairs, Communications, and Self-Governance Report. First suggested motion, accept the Intergovernmental Affairs, Communications, and Self-Governance March 2019 report.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa. Is there a second?
Report.
Seconded by Trish.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next suggested action is retro approval. Approve the Northeast Wisconsin Water Quality Pact File 2019-0210, noting the pact was signed on March 5th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brandon, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next action under the report, approve the travel request for myself to attend the National Republican Campaign Committee event, Washington, D.C., April 2nd and 3rd, 2019.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next action under the report, approve the National Indian Health Board Independent Consultant Agreement File 2019-0265.
So moved.
Motion by Dave, is there a second? Second by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The last item on the report, approve the recommendation regarding the use of self-governance carryover funds for the Oneida Fire Department generator for the full amount.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item two on the agenda, determine next steps regarding the retail enterprise variance report. Suggested motion is to defer this item to the next officer's meeting for additional follow-up. Motion by Daniel, seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item, number three, accept the chief counsel report of March 21st, 2019.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item B, standing items. We have the Oneida Golf Enterprise Corporation, LPGA. Looking to accept the Thornberry Creek LPGA Classic March 2019 report.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
I'm going to make a subsequent motion here for the liaisons to work with the agent to complete the required GTC report to be mailed out within the 30 days requested.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David for the completion of the GTC report regarding the Thornberry Creek LPGA Classic. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item under unfinished business, to accept the written report and consider the recommendations. Suggested action, accept the written report regarding file 2018-DR06-02.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Motion by Trish, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Subsequent action, approve the recommended actions and assign the vice chairman to complete the follow-through.
So moved.
Good.
Jumping all over that one.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, accept the report for the Midwest Alliance Sovereign Tribes Impact Executive Update File ED19-008. The suggested action is to accept the proposal and direct the Secretary to work with the Intergovernmental Affairs Director to initiate contract file number ED19-008.
So moved.
Motion by David, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Two abstentions, Brandon and Ernie. Motion carries. Under new business, approve attorney contract for Stenzel Law Office, LLC, file 2019-0247.
So moved.
Motion by David, second by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, file ED18-008, approve three requested actions. The suggested motion is to request a closeout report from the Economic Development Division Director and or update on the April 24th BC agenda with the CDPC Chair communicating the requested action. Motion by Ernie, seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. Next item, approve the Wells Fargo Bank Public Safety Officer Pension Plan Fee Agreement Amendment, file number 2019-0256. The suggested motion is to approve the Wells Fargo Public Safety Officer Pension Plan Fee Agreement Amendment, file number 2019-0256.
So moved.
Second. Motion by David, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Subsequent motion for the treasurer to work with finance to incorporate the SRI principles into the RFP process.
So moved.
Motion by Brandon, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 4, approve the Wells Fargo Bank Access Benefit Payment Plan Fee Agreement, file number 2019-0257. That is the suggested motion as well.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 5, limited waiver, sovereign immunity, LexisNexis, Time Matters, annual maintenance plan agreement, file 2019-0286. Motion is to approve. Motion by David.
Second.
Seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 6, consider a request from the CIOTS Advisory Board. Pursuant to 105.7-4, the suggested motion is to terminate the appointment of Kim Reyes on the Southeastern Wisconsin Oneida Tribal Services Advisory Board, pursuant to 105.7-4.
So
motion by Daniel, seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 7, file number 2019-CRPT04-01, determine next steps. The suggested motion is motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 8 is to review the request regarding fiscal year 2020 trade back for cash. The suggested motion to defer this topic to the next BC meeting, bringing forward two resolutions. One, a resolution to decline trade back for cash for the 2020 budget. Number two, a resolution be brought forward to GTC to remove trade back for cash as a benefit.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Looking for a motion to adjourn at 2:59. Motion by Ernie, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.
Anybody going to the mayoral?